Well, I'll talk to your dad again in just a minute. I was going to ask him what he called a big social affair.
Well, I'd call it a humding or a blowout or...
Now, what would this be most likely?
Oh, well, probably a dance or a party. Hard party or something.
What would you ask a girl if you met her at a dance and you knew that she came alone and you came alone?
You mean how would I ask her for a dance?
No, let's say you knew that she came to the dance alone and she had no way to get home.
Well, I'd ask her if she would allow me to...
Drive her home.
To what?
To escort her home, take her home.
Uh-huh.
Take her home.
And in the, let's see, in the spring, school goes to a certain time, and then it does what?
Closes.
And then in the fall?
It opens.
Uh-huh. If a boy starts for school and never gets there, you say he does what?
He plays hooky.
Uh-huh. And children should go to school for?
For knowledge.
Yeah, to get what?
To get knowledge. Lessons, education.
Yeah. And they start in school at what level?
First grade.
And after high school they may go on to
college.
Do you have any special term for a store where all kinds of cheap things are sold?
Jip joint. That's what I call them.
Yeah, that's just about right. Last till you get home. Let's see, public buildings here. If you want to borrow a book when you're in town, you'd probably go to the
library.
To mail a letter?
Post office.
And to spend the night?
A hotel.
To see a movie?
Theater.
If you're sick?
Hospital.
You'll be attended by a doctor and a
nurse.
To catch a train?
Depot.
To catch a bus?
Depot.
And the courthouse is built in on what?
Courthouse is built on what?
Yeah, what particular area? Any special term for that part of town?
Oh, well, in ours here, it's on the courthouse square, is what we call it. Some towns aren't built in square. I don't know what I'd call it then. Or yeah. Around the square, I'd say.
I forget where it was, someplace they had the courthouse just sandwiched in between a bunch of stores.
Bunch of buildings.
And they still call it the courthouse square.
Did it?
Yeah. The old term hung on.
Let's say
this is a city block, there's nothing on it, and I want to get from here to here, and I don't want to walk across along here, so I cut across this way. How would you describe that?
Well, I'd say you take a shortcut.
And this would be, don't walk around the corner, go
diagonal.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms you might use for this? Catter-cornered or slant-wise or?
No, cut across the square.
Just catter-cornered
or? Oh,
I hear the sound.
You do? What do you want to hear?
The sound.
Can you say your ABCs?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H-I-J-K-L-O-T-Q-R-S-N-T-U-V-W-N-X-Y-Z.
How about you? You have anything you'd like to say?
You can count.
Is your name George?
No, Jeffrey.
And you can count?
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 18.
That's wonderful.
Posterity. Let her go.